Welcome back to day 6 of our 40 for 40 journey through the season of Lent. Our suggested reading for today is Exodus chapter 6, with our key verses being 6 through 9 of the same chapter. This is one of the most important, realistic, and heartbreaking moments in all of the Exodus story. In our key verses, we see God's response to the people who feel abandoned and alone. God declares that these are now God's own people, and that God will act as their redeemer to set them free and move them into a new land. God is powerfully affirming God's desire to keep his promise to his people. This announcement is one of the most beautiful statements of God's character that we find anywhere in Scripture. And then we are hit with a twist in the plot. We expect that Moses and the people, upon hearing directly these promises of God, would be filled with joy and hope, throwing their hands into the sky in celebration. I mean, isn't that what we would do if we were them? That isn't what they do at all. Their spirits have been broken by the cruelty that they had experienced throughout the years. These words of God were not enough to bring the hope that they so desperately needed. And it breaks my heart for them and for us, because maybe you have experienced something like this as well. In the moments of heartbreak and pain, feeling abandoned and alone, you couldn't bring yourself to trust God's presence and God's promise. There's something so visceral and so powerful about this part of the story, something so real for all of us to experience. But there's also some really great news here. God doesn't get angry with the people for feeling this way. God doesn't condemn their lack of faith or willingness to follow Moses. Instead, God leans in even more, willing to go to whatever lengths necessary to redeem and save the people. Friends, the same is true for you. Wherever you are on this journey, believe that there is no mountain too tall or valley too deep for God's love to find you and claim you. God wasn't finished with the Hebrews, and God isn't done with you. Our questions for the day. How did you respond to the surprising action of the Hebrews? Did their lack of faith make you frustrated, or did you really understand their actions and feel for them? How can you better hear God saying to you what God said to the Hebrews? What spiritual practice might make you more able to listen? Would you consider spending more time in prayer today, or maybe fasting from something that separates you from God? Let's pray together. Loving God, it's difficult for us to express our deep gratitude for the love that you pour out and pour into us, even when we turn away from it. But God, we come with humble and contrite hearts today to accept the love that you provide. We are so thankful for all that you do. It's in your holy name that we pray. Amen.